I'm Avi Arditi. Roseanne Skirbel is away. This week on Wordmaster, a look at some of the 10,000 new words and meanings in a popular American dictionary. Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary contains 225,000 definitions, if anyone's counting. It's updated yearly, but every 10 years it goes through a major revision. Editors read through all sorts of publications to find material for the 11th edition Collegiate. They made sure people really use terms like supermom. That's defined as an exemplary mother, also a woman who performs the traditional duties of housekeeping and child-rearing while also having a full-time job. But when it comes to language, it's technology that cooks up lots of new vocabulary. Pop-up, an old term, can now refer to advertisements that pop up on websites. There's drag and drop. That's what you do when you pull a computer file across the screen. There's also PDA, or Personal Digital Assistant. As Associate Editor Tom Petoniak explains, this refers to a small handheld device that's used especially to store and organize personal information, such as addresses, schedules, and notes.
The PDA, one thing that comes to mind there is really it's a wireless device. You know, these aren't all just internet per se. You know, when you really talk about a convergence, which itself is one of the words that's developed a new sense, you know, you see that all of these things are, you know, intersecting to some extent. Convergence is worth mentioning. The merging of distinct technologies, industries, or devices into a unified whole. And really, that's happened naturally with this 11th edition, because when you buy the dictionary, you also get a CD-ROM and a year subscription to the Collegiate website.
And what about moving away from technology, since there are so many technology words? What about other terms from popular culture, or from what are some interesting words that leap off the pages?
I think some might be words like air rage or supermom.
Air rage is what exactly?
It's basically a behavior, you know, road rage. It's basically similar behavior in the air, you know, passengers going berserk. Others would be supermodel is another one.
Meaning a really high paid model for clothing,
right,
and fashion. And
so. Right. Dead presidents. Slang for U.S. money in the form of bills.
That's because our banknotes have pictures of dead presidents, old presidents on them.
Exactly. We've also tried to include, you know, a lot of expanded coverage of phrases, because one thing we've been able to see from our website is that people want to, know what phrases mean, and this is true of, you know, English language learners as well. So you'll see phrases like connect the dots.
Which means?
To link some things together logically, or to look daggers at someone, you know, to look with a sort of aggressive face, or something that's a done deal, you know, that's been resolved.
Let me ask you one last question here. Now, to make room for some of these new words, I'm assuming you've had to take some older words out of the Collegiate.
Mm-hmm.
What are a couple of those words that you said goodbye to?
Well, a couple would be a record changer. You know, for the old machines, would play the vinyl LPs and put one on after the other. Port-a-pack was a combined videotape recorder and camera. And one that I'll just mention too quickly, 10-cent store. You know, you wonder if there's a little bit of an inflation going on there, since nowadays, at least around here, there's some discount stores called Family Dollar or Dollar Value.
Uh-huh.
So you wonder if, you know, 40 years from now we'll have Dollar Store in there, or it'll be coming out.
Tom Petoniak is an associate editor at Merriam-Webster in Springfield, Massachusetts, publishers of the new 11th edition of the Collegiate Dictionary. By the way, several companies use the name Webster on dictionaries, but Merriam-Webster actually traces its history back to the work of Noah Webster, publisher in 1806 of, in the company's proud words, the first truly American dictionary. And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com. And look us up on the web at voanews.com/wordmaster. I'm Avi Arditi.
I feel romantic and the record changer's automatic, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, friends, by this time that it's pretty clear with her feeling romantic and automatic record changers and everything that she ain't got that boy in there to eat no cake and ice cream. All right, you all go ahead.
Sweetheart, we've hurried through the dinner, hurried through the dance, left before the picture show was through.
See, he spent all kinds of money on her that night. He did. There ain't no telling how much he dropped at the Bluebird Cafe right by itself.